In fact, the only man-made image is a wonderful piece of calligraphy, which is a quote from the Quran. It's as if what we're expected to do when we come in here is to see and go away with the Word of God. Islam, as a faith of the Word, is enshrined in the Quran itself. There are many famous sayings and stories that condemn idolatry and give warning about the dangers of images. But in the ancient city of Istanbul itself, a very different picture of Islam fills our field of vision. Islam is absolutely not an artless religion. In the whole history of the faith, you cannot trace a single uncontested line about images of living creatures or about the image of God. In the Middle Ages, the Islamic world held some of the most intricate debates on aesthetics, the nature of beauty, the optics of the human eye, and our sensory experience of the natural world. And there's a kaleidoscope of stories and parables that are Islam's conversation with itself about the role of the artist and the purpose of the image. And one of the most revealing takes us into the domestic life of the Prophet Muhammad himself. One day, Muhammad came home to discover that his wife Aisha had acquired a tapestry with images of living creatures woven into the design, and she'd hung it up.